Hi there, Elise Dewsbury from New Musicals Inc. with another episode from How to Get No Feedback from Elise. I'm sort of moving along in these the last few months and going forward. I'm talking about statement of fact versus developing character and how that then moves into songs. It ways to activate songs. That's really what I'm talking about, how to activate a song. So I talked last week about the I am, last month, I mean, about the I am song, which is very popular where a character comes out and basically sings, "Here's who I am." And I talk about how you can activate that by think having the character perhaps come out and talk about what they're going to do, which will also illustrate who they are, but give them some action. So that is activating it. That's what I'm always looking for is how can you make everything in your musical, book lyrics, music, how can you make all of it more active? So today I want to talk about what you might call the soliloquy song, when a character comes out, basically, they've just had a big confrontation. I see this a lot in musicals. There will be a big, argumentative conflict moment between two characters or a group of characters, and then the stage will clear, and one character will be left all by themselves to sing a reflective song about how they're feeling about this moment that just happened. And often this is a big power ballad, and the actor can really, really bring down the house. And so everyone thinks it's the best song in the show. And who am I to complain? But I still feel like you can have a big power ballad that brings down the house, but you can have it accomplish more and you can have it make more sense because essentially, this person is, well, first of all, I would encourage you to have a song when the conflict was happening and not as a reflection on it. But if you want your character to be alone to consider what's happening and be in their feelings for a moment, I would encourage you to remember the fact that when that people do talk to themselves. I'm not trying to deny that. I talk to myself. Lots of people talk to themselves. But when I talk to myself, I don't merely state to myself things that I already know. What I'm doing is cogitating about what happened and why did that happen and what went wrong and that sort of thing. I don't just state the things I already know. So for instance, a lyric that came across my desk recently as an example was, I had a girlfriend once and it didn't work out. And that began a sort of a past tense stanza about this person's past experiences in relationships. But I would posit that that's the kind of thing you would say to another person if you were telling them a story about your past. You would say, "Oh yeah, I had a girlfriend once and it didn't work out." And then you would go on to tell them it would that would be a past tense story, which I still think wouldn't be all that active. But if you're standing and thinking to yourself, it's pretty unlikely that to yourself you would say, "I had a girlfriend once and it didn't work out." This is information you already know about yourself. You don't need to tell yourself this. I think what you would do is say, "Oh, there I am doing it again. Why is it happening again? Why is it every time I try to get a girlfriend, it doesn't work out?" So you see, the topic can be the same and the ground that gets covered can be the same, but the approach to it is what is the approach a person would take if they were actually talking to themselves? And I think it's much more active because instead of simply telling a past tense story, I had a girlfriend once and this is what went wrong, you activate it and make it a present moment of, for God's sake, this always happens to me. Why is it happening again? Why can I never make things work out? What is wrong with me? My relationships never work out. It's just like when Judy dumped me at the store, and it's just like when Joe, decided that we didn't have a future. So that there's a reason for any of the past tense elements that come into it are about that cogitation and that argument, but they're set up from the point of view of someone who is talking to themselves about something they already know about. So they don't simply need to tell themselves what happened. They already know. What they need to do is talk about what that means and how it's resonant right now and why it makes them angry or upset. So again, I would say if your topic for the song is, my relationships never work for me, think about how you would, not how you would tell that to another person. If I'm going to be alone on stage singing it, how would I berate myself for that fact? So to me, that's how you activate that kind of, if you must clear the stage and have someone stand on stage and sing along, then I beg of you, please have them do it in a way that isn't having them simply tell them stuff themselves stuff they already know. To me, that is a sure sign that you as a writer are saying, here's information I want the audience to know. But that's not useful to your character. They already know the information. So what's going to be more useful to you is get that information out to your audience, but do it in a way that is useful to your character who is trying to figure something out. And so they don't need to simply restate facts they already know. They need to figure out what they mean now and why are they always happening. And I think that will really activate any kind of soliloquy song that you try to write. All right. So that's enough for activating songs today. Thanks and toodaloo.